Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Hey, everybody. This is the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we talk about all sorts of iPhone photography goodness. And we sprinkle it with a little bit of Jimmy's, just for the sweet fun. And it's all good. It's the summertime. I am Mark Sadowski.
And I am Matt Hoffman.
And we have Joe Ferreira, who is... Oh, he's not here. He's actually on vacation, enjoying a good time. It's well-deserved. We lock him in the basement to do the updates, and we let him out every now and then so he can breathe the fresh air and actually use his iPhone. So,
It just benefits the show in the long run.
In the long run, yeah. You know, we don't want to get him too comfortable, but we want to get him comfortable just enough so that, you know, we can do the tax write-off.
Exactly. So. We will shackle him away as soon as he's back.
If he comes back now. I hope he put the LoJack in his cereal so we can track him.
Well, we're not publishing this episode till after he comes back. So
there you go. Fair enough. Fair enough. So we have a few things to talk about, but before we get into that, I would like to procrastinate a little bit because I lost one of my notes here and talk about our sponsor. Ooh. It is Printzel, Printzel. They are your, Printzel turns your photos into beautiful printed books from your iPhone or iPad. Easily access your Instagram, Facebook, Flickr, and Picasa, for those of you who still use that thing. Picasa photos that make elegant photo books in minutes. Printzel app is available on the App Store, aptly named. App. And for the developers, the Printzel API and SDK brings book printing capabilities directly to your phone app. Check out their website at printzel.it. Or go to the App Store. And if you don't like spelling, like me, go to tinyshutter.com and check them out on the right-hand side of any of the pages. They are the very colorful pretzel-looking logo.
This is a very timely sponsor for me because I'm sure I'll be making photo books out the yin-yang here pretty soon as my baby's born.
Yes, and... funny you mention that because we're able to make a couple test books for ourselves, and we are giving away not just one Printzel free book thing, like we said last week, but they gave us product codes for a few of them, so that's pretty wild, and we are going to make the most of that. So. Anybody who wants to win a copy, all you need to do is... What was the contest, actually?
It was basically just post photos in...
In Instagram, but Instagram. I forgot the hash. It's Tiny Shutter, hashtag Tiny Shutter Contest?
Yes.
Okay, very good. All right, just wanted to make sure we got that. And we will be picking winners next week.
That is correct.
So... Go ahead, share your photos, and do it so you can win something. Because these books look pretty damn awesome. I was impressed with Mosaic's prints, but these guys are a few notches ahead of them. So I can't wait to get my free copy.
There's no theme to the contest, right?
It's no just, themes.
Be as creative as you could be.
It's free to the world. anyway, I'm sorry. I am a little under the weather today. And I also wanted to make another announcement. This is going to be a little bit serious. And I tried to stay away from the serious stuff. But in the coming weeks, we might be out for maybe a week or two. There's a couple things going on. On the happy side... Our friend here, Matt Hoffman, is expecting his first baby coming soon.
Hey, yay.
Yay. And so, you know, we have that. And on a sadder note, and I announced this last week on the Lens Wipe, my mother-in-law has been diagnosed with a really shitty lung cancer. This is I don't know the details, but it sucks, and we are helping her with the treatments. We're not doing the treatments, but we're all taking turns to take her to get treatments. So things might get a little crazy in the coming weeks. And if you don't see a show come up in the feed, that is why. We're not ditching anything. We're not trying to drop the ball here. But things might get a little hairy in the coming weeks. And we'll keep everybody posted. If things really start turning weird, I'll probably we'll definitely post in the Twitter, Facebook feeds, and I'll probably do like maybe a quick audio clip just to explain what's happening and such. So I just wanted to bring that to everybody's attention, and let's get on with the show. And yes, go on.
Well, I was going to say, I'm just going to speak for myself and for the other hosts and co-hosts and friends and family of this show that we're all pulling for you.
Thanks. I really hope she makes a recovery. And let this be a lesson to the smokers out there. Stop it.
Yes.
No smoking.
No.
I don't know if weed causes lung cancer, but stop that too. we all have a good laugh about it. I mean, she, my mother-in-law didn't do weed. She did regular cigarettes, but I don't know. As far as I know. But let me say, on behalf of all the hosts and our community, an early congratulations for you and your wife and the soon-to-be newborn. We wish a safe delivery and a happy new year. Cool. I'm not good at these things. Well, it'll be a new year for the baby.
Oh yeah, definitely. No, we're excited. It's I don't know, any day now probably.
Yeah, just be ready for that phone call.
Yep. Oh yeah.
I remember when I'm going to go off on a tangent because this one deserves one. The first time with our first kid, my wife's water broke in the like late morning, and I like rushed home and all that fun stuff. But the second time when our son was born, her water broke sometime at like 3 a.m. And it was like 2 a.m. And I had just fallen asleep, and she nudges me awake saying my water broke. I'm like, wide awake.
And, yeah, I'm expecting the same sort of situation.
Yeah, it's really hard to wake up from a dead sleep. It's, but we managed. So
well, our bags are packed, and most importantly, my camera bag is packed.
You know what? We should ask. What camera are you bringing to photograph the joyous day?
Well, there will be one, maybe two Sonys.
Uh huh.
And my iPhone.
Very cool.
Yeah, so, it's a pretty personal moment, but I've been thinking a lot about the photos that I'm going to take, and I think that I'll be able to share some of them and include, my friends and Tiny Shutter fans in the moment without it being invasive.
Nice.
So I'm looking forward to it. I'm actually, pretty excited about the types of pictures that I'll be able to take.
That's awesome.
That's really the only reason that we're having the baby.
Photo ops. For my first, I brought my, I had my iPhone on me, and I had my, my Canon Rebel with me. And, I forgot how to use all of them.
I certainly shouldn't be making jokes like this, because if anybody related to my wife hears this stuff, I'll be in trouble.
Like, I had all these plans to take photos, and what it came down to is I ended up using my wife's point-and-shoot camera, which was a Canon, to take a few video shots of the newborn. And the rest of the time, I cried like a little bitch. It was emotional. I had a little girl that was born. For my son, I cried, but not like a little bitch. I manned up a little bit, but I would say I was a big girl bitch.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, and I still forgot how to use my camera gear. So, anyway, let's do some news.
News team, assemble!
Speaking of crying like a little bitch, Yahoo News posted something from Time Magazine, and it's an article from somebody named Ben Baharin, I think. We're going to post it in the show notes, but it's basically an article that says why I'm not switching from the iPhone. And it's an interesting title, but it falls apart from there. Because what proceeds is just nothing. And I mention this article because I just can't stand these articles while we're waiting for the new iPhone. Essentially, I'm going to break it down to this. The article talks about how the writer is a mature smartphone user because he got to get his hands on all sorts of different review models, Android, BlackBerry, Windows, and other Android phones. And it comes down to that because he used all of them, his maturity factor is so... what's the word? Is so well matured that you know his decision to stay with the iPhone is now more sophisticated than everybody else's. That's what I took out of this. I also got a lot of just heated moments. I think my eyes turned red in this. What did you think, Matt?
Well, I think my big problem with this article was just the lack of like supportive material for whatever his point was.
Right.
Like, for instance, he says that he had used an Android phone as his primary phone and felt a profound drop in productivity. But he doesn't really go into what he was doing with the phone that made him feel less productive.
Right.
And didn't go into like, you know, an Android or even Windows or BlackBerry versus the iPhone. So I don't know what types of things he was doing that for him made the iPhone a better choice. You know, for me, the iPhone's a better, or I shouldn't even say it's a better choice because I've never really had any other phone other than an iPhone.
Right.
As far as smartphones go. But I thoroughly enjoy doing photography with the iPhone, which is, I guess, why I'm on this podcast. And I really can't imagine doing that with any other phone.
Right.
You know, the apps aren't the same, and it just wouldn't be the same experience for me. And I just can't imagine that it would be better on a different platform, so I'm not really willing to drop the iPhone and go to something different. But this article, he doesn't explain anything like that. He just basically reiterates, I've tried everything and I picked the iPhone, but really doesn't tell you why.
Right. Yeah, it's... I think that's all that needs to be said.
So I'm not really even sure why we're talking about this. I guess it's just to warn everybody out there that if you come across this article, keep moving on.
Or just scroll down to the comments, because those are kind of worth it.
Well, yeah, that's pretty funny.
But, you know, it's we're at that point now where we're just waiting for the new iPhone. Everybody's kind of reiterating the same talking points. Everybody's just either crapping on Apple because they're doing so horrible, when in reality they made a metric ton of money. They just didn't make as much as they wanted, you know. analysts are dumb.
Yes.
I think we can agree on that. And it's, you know, it's just the same rumors. And this is something that I want to ask you a question, because I was a few weeks ago, and I keep wanting to mention this on the show, and it's always something that I always forgot, but something I heard on This Week in Tech on the Twit Network, they were arguing about things about the iPhone. Let me just start with this. Why do you, and you already kind of answered this, but why do you use the iPhone? What is it about the iPhone that makes you want to stay with it?
Well, when I first got the iPhone, right away I was enamored with taking pictures with it.
Yeah.
And, you know, pretty quickly I discovered Instagram, and it immediately became apparent how convenient and how fun it is to be able to take a photo and edit it right away and get it online right away. And I'm like, okay, well, this is freaking cool. If nothing else, if I don't do anything else with this phone, I'm happy just doing this. Because even when I decided, okay, I'm going to get an iPhone 4 a few years ago, I just didn't understand why I needed a phone that could be on the internet and get emails and stuff like that. It just, I saw no reason for me to have that capability, like just during the day, you know. I just thought, when I need to see emails, I'm on a computer. I don't need, you know, emails 24/7. But, you know, I guess it's one of those things where once you have it, you can't really imagine what the heck you did without it, you know? So,
right.
You know,
now, let me interrupt for a second, because I want to get to this point. How did you feel when you upgraded to the 5?
Oh, well, I know there's been a little bit of bad press here and there about the 5, just different things about the camera lens and who knows? I don't even know what else, but I love it, to be honest with you. You know, I got a 64 gigabyte, so I have tons of storage, and it is tremendously faster than the 4.
Yeah,
you know, the processor just knocked my socks off when I got it. Now I'm used to it, so I guess it doesn't seem like as cool, but it's fast. And I like the way things are progressing with the iPhones.
Yeah. Now, and you know what? I'm pretty much in the same boat. When I was with the very first iPhone, then I went to the iPhone 3G, I went to the iPhone 4, and then I went to the iPhone 4S. And basically my description is going to be very close to yours, so we'll just leave it at that. Here's what I think is the problem with the world, because everybody is just crapping on Apple for their technology right now. They're just saying, you know, it's not this, it's not that. And Leo Laporte, I don't want to call out people, but it, just something very profound that he said that I think hits home, that I think is the core problem in all of this madness. It's the reason why Apple shares are down. It's the reason why everybody is just on this hate wagon on Apple. And Leo Laporte said, "I just want to be wowed." He was referring to getting a new phone upgrade. Sure. And he's one of those guys, because one, he's a tech show that he's just basically getting all of them. He's getting, you know, he got the HTC One, got the Galaxy, whatever it's up to. And then now he's just eagerly waiting for this Motorola. Thank you.
Yeah.
They're coming out with a new one. And
I think the problem there is that for quite a while now, technology's been progressing by leaps and bounds on practically a daily basis. You know, and I think now we've hit a slowdown in the progression. And so while there's boatloads of different Android phones coming out, the incremental differences are so minuscule that it's really hard to tell one from the next.
Yeah.
And that's the difference between, you know, some of these other brands and Apple. When you get a new Apple product, it's usually not just some tiny little difference. It's usually something significant.
Right. And it's something that's supposed to help you improve your either your lifestyle or your workflow.
Exactly.
And so, whether you're wowed by it or not, it, you know, that's a personal decision. But I think this ego rush just to, you know, get – it's like an addiction. It's like, I want to be wowed. Well, you know, it's a phone. It's going to be – the next one, we can be assured that it's going to be better in some fashion or another. Whether it's, you know, I'll be happy if it's just, you know, faster. Please don't make it smaller or thinner. But I think that's where I draw the line. But everything else, it's just, you know, do I hope it's going to have a better camera? Hell yeah.
I think as photographers, and, you know, we have Joseph on the show who is super duper into video. So, you know, as photographers and videographers, I think the main thing that we should be looking for is speed. You know, the apps get more and more intensive, and the more pressure that they put on the processors, the slower things get.
Right.
You know, so we're certainly not lacking for apps. And I, for one, could really care less if Apple ever improved the camera app or really anything. I don't even care. All the third-party apps now are so awesome that I could care less. All I care is, you know, that the processor is good.
Yeah. And, you know, improve the noise reduction, but that's a natural progress. They're already doing that. But yeah, I just want to bring that out. It's something that I've been noticing a lot, and I think that's been everybody's biggest gripe, is that I feel that it has nothing to do with Apple's technology. I just feel that people have this desire to just be wowed, and if they're not wowed, then they assume that the technology isn't good. And I think that's something that we should all be aware of, because we all feel that for some products here and there, whether it's a movie, you know.
No, I definitely hear what you're saying.
Yeah. Goddamn Man of Steel. I had expectations for that. I tease, I haven't seen that movie yet. Although I've heard some funny stuff about it.
I'll probably see it when it comes to on demand.
That's pretty much that's my movie going, has been iTunes and whatever comes on Netflix. So anyway, egos suck, and we should all get off that.
Yes.
Let's see, what else do we got?
Want to talk about 5 essential photo apps for your iPhone?
Yes. All right, Petapixel has an article about, well, just what the article just said, 5 essential photo apps. And it got me thinking that I don't necessarily agree with all of these. And I wanted to run it by you first. But before we get into it, the top 5 choices are Pro HDR, Photosynth, Trigger Trap, Trigger Happy. I was looking at the games. Snapseed and VSCO Cam. I don't know if you say that or.
Yeah, that is actually how they say it.
Okay. Those are the top 5 that they came out with. Would you agree with this list?
As with any list,
it's all subjective.
Exactly. And with this list, it totally depends on the type of photographer that you are. This list is a list for people that want to take pictures with their iPhone, which is me.
Yep.
But also includes photographers who might not think of using the phone for photography because they're professional and there's no way in heck they would do that. But there are apps out there that operate as tools to assist in taking pictures with other cameras.
Right.
Right. So, my other camera is a Sony, and there's pretty much no apps out there that do anything with a Sony. So
there's this one called Photoshop, but that's post-production stuff.
Yeah. I'm talking. So there's an app on this list that you mentioned, the Trigger Trap.
Yeah.
And basically what that app is an app that, from the way I understand it, somehow can connect with your camera, and you can basically use it as a shutter release in a number of different ways. And that's definitely pretty cool to be able to do that without a doubt, but it's not something that really intrigues me, I guess. However, for the most part, I think this list is pretty good. You know, for a long time, I used Pro HDR as my HDR app. I've since kind of moved on from that to a different app, but Pro HDR is pretty freaking solid if you like HDR photography.
Yeah.
Snapseed, you know.
Snapseed is a must.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's a, especially now that it's free.
Yes.
You know, it started out at $4.99 and now it's free and they haven't really taken anything away from it. So that's a no-brainer right there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a few weeks ago, I mentioned ViscoCam as my post pick of the week, or focus point, rather.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, dude, I'm absolutely in love with ViscoCam. I moved another camera app from my little bottom row, my little home row of apps, and put ViscoCam in its place.
Now, do you, I don't remember last week's show, let alone a few weeks ago. But do you shoot with it, or do you do primarily edits with it?
Both.
It's that good for shooting.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's amazing. I honestly think that the photos in general look better shot with ViscoCam than any other photo app that I've tried.
Interesting.
And the, like, I if people go back and listen to when I yammered on and on about this app, when I used it as my focus point, the filters are just freaking sweet. They're really, really, really good.
Oh, they're nice and subtle.
They are subtle, and you can adjust them. There's boatloads of adjustability for every single filter. And I don't know. I'm just leaning more and more towards using that. Like, for instance, I haven't posted it yet because I didn't have time, but I edited a photo that I took tonight in ViscoCam, and it's not even going to see Snapseed.
Nice. And
nearly every photo that I shoot sees Snapseed. But this one, I got to looking at it, and I was like, there's really no need for that. Everything that I was doing in Snapseed, I can do in ViscoCam, and I like the results I'm getting, so why even bother?
Yeah. So that's the only one that, I mean, with you endorsing it and then this article, I was like, all right, I'll give it a try.
Yeah, I don't know much about Photosynth. I've never used that app. But
I know it was one of Keith's favorites.
Yep. Yeah. When we talked about panorama apps, I think that was his favorite one. And my favorite panorama app is AutoStitch Panorama, which they mention as a runner up to this app.
Yeah.
So I don't do enough panoramas to go out and download Photosynth, but, if Keith liked it and they're mentioning it in this article, I would say if you like panoramas, maybe give this thing a shot. Plus, it can do like really complicated panoramas, like multiple rows of photos and, you know, kind of line up things like 180 degree views and stuff like that. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. As far as panos go, I've kind of fallen back to using the native camera app for that.
Yeah, that does a darn good job.
It does. I mean, in a pinch, I just whip it out and fling it open.
See, I'm even more lazy than that. I just shoot with a wide angle lens and crop it.
There you go. very good. So I was thinking that in a future article, since we need to do something for Tiny Shutter's website, maybe we could come up with our own top five.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
And I don't know when we'll have it ready. I think we need Joe in on this. But basically, you know, we'll just pick our own top five and make one big article and take it from there. And for those of you who are listening, if you have your own top five, we would love to hear from about it. It's probably going to be too big for a Twitter message, but if you go to our Facebook page or go to our brand new Google Plus page, you can find both of those in our tinyshutter.com website link somewhere in there. I'll make it more obvious when I post this. But give us your top five. We would love to hear what you would have in your proverbial camera bag. So, cool.
That actually just gave me an awesome idea, which I will expand upon after the show.
Very cool. So let's say we go into post pick of the week.
Post pick of the week.
Don't get tired of that.
Yeah, that's a pretty darn epic introduction for post pick of the week, but I'll tell you, it should be. And that is because the quality of pictures that we're getting submitted to our Tiny Shutter hashtag, which, by the way, there's 11,667 photos right now.
God, I know. It's crazy.
They're so good that it's so freaking hard to pick one. So I'm bending the rules slightly, cheating a little bit this week, and picking two. So basically, there's going to be what I would consider the main post pick of the week and a runner up, if you will.
Nice.
So I'm going to start with the runner up. This was posted literally like an hour ago by our good friend Bread Geek, who's been on the show a couple times to help us out and talk about some different iPhone thingies. And so he uploaded a photo, but he didn't take it. It was taken by his 9-year-old son. And basically, the photo is black and white, and it's basically the picture of the top part of a building. But the thing I really like about it is it's got a very like graphic element to it. It looks like thought was put into this picture. It's not just, you know, he raised the phone up in front of his face and snapped a picture.
Yeah.
You know, there's kind of rule of thirds stuff going on here, both vertically and horizontally. And it just really captures your interest. It's a very intriguing photo of this old brick building. And there's just tons of lines and symmetry. And it's just really cool.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty into that. I like that a lot. And my post pick of the week is, let me go back to it here. Oh, goodness. Where did it go? Sorry, just bear with me here. I lost it.
That's okay.
We need filler music. Quick, sing a song.
Oh, I got filler music. Hang on.
I found it.
No, wait. Here we go.
All right. So today's post pick of the week is from Shayna Shulman. And she has a photo that she titled Parallel Universe. And I can't really make sense of how she created this picture. I keep looking at the tags in the picture, trying to get an idea of like what app she used or how exactly she did this or what exactly it is that I'm looking at. But it looks kind of like a flight of stairs up against a brick wall, but it almost looks like a double exposure. And the photo was taken like straight on in one shot, and then the camera like tilted, or maybe it's just another photo on another layer somehow that's been rotated. So there's basically just lines going everywhere. And I must be on a kick with this like kind of graphic design looking stuff, because these are the photos that I'm really starting to gravitate towards in our feed that are, they're just so different. Just really, you know, piquing my interest. I can't figure out a lot of times how people created them, which drives me insane, to tell you the truth.
You're pretty spot on. If I'm looking at this correctly, she used the Hipstamatic app, which has a double exposure feature in it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she does have a tag called Hipsta Styles.
Yeah.
I don't know like what that means, if that has anything to do with it, but you're right. Hipstamatic does have a double exposure feature. I don't know. This is really cool. Like it doesn't look as like, you know how most times a double exposure kind of has like that ghost kind of look to it.
Yes. And this one doesn't have it.
No, it's really like a little bit, but hardly at all. Everything's really like saturated and the lines are all really bold. Man, it's just freaking cool.
Yeah. I agree. That's a great shot. Well done.
Yep. So that is post pick of the week.
Very cool. And finally, let us end it with focus point.
Focus point.
I have none.
You don't have none? All right. Well, okay. So I have one, but I'm going to preface this by saying that I have a better one for next week.
Okay.
But I'm not mentioning it today because I haven't had enough time to play with it yet to where I could adequately describe what it does. But all of our listeners that like to do these like kind of graphic designy kind of pictures are going to freaking love it. So there, it's like a little teaser.
Nice. And yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat. We've had a lot of requests lately for us to try out different new apps. And I've just been taking the time to look through that stuff. So I'll have something for next time.
All right. So one of the other things that I really like another type of app that I really like is black and white apps. And I'm a sucker for them, to tell you the truth.
Love them.
Yeah. Well, being a sucker is like the key point, I think, to this focus point. So I don't usually bash apps, and I'm not going to get like hardcore on this app, but I'm just going to tell you about an app that I downloaded recently because I thought it seemed like it had promise, but I think we've talked about some things on the show that were a little bit better, but yeah. It might intrigue some people possibly. So there's a new app that came out recently. It's called BW Plus.
Uh-huh.
And it's just exactly what it sounds like, a black and white app. You know, when you load it up, when you see on the screen, you know, whatever you're pointing the camera at, it's in black and white. But it's super duper basic. You basically could turn the flash on or off. You could add grid lines, turn them on or off. You could switch the camera to the front facing or the rear facing. And then there's a shutter button, and it's somehow in some way supposed to look like a shutter button from like some sort of older style camera, but I'm having a hard time figuring out what camera that's supposed to be. And there's a smaller button that's kind of connected to the shutter button that lets you alternate between different shooting modes. So, you know, you have your single exposure, there's a continuous shooting, which is like a 4-frame burst, a self timer mode, a double exposure mode. And then beyond that, you have, you could pick, quote unquote, different lenses. So you have your classical lens, which is basically absolutely nothing. It's just, you know, your iPhone lens.
Yeah.
And then there's a vignette lens, which is very heavy handed on the vignette, to the point where I find it unusable.
Yeah.
And then there's a light leak lens, which again, in my opinion, leaves a lot to be desired because you might not want the light leak where it places it, and there's really no way to adjust that. So I find that using an app to do that sort of thing after the fact is much more effective.
Yeah.
And then last but not least, as far as lenses go, it has a fisheye effect.
And
I got to hand it to them. They did a very good job of recreating a fisheye effect. However, why? What is it with the iPhone or smartphones and frickin' fisheye lenses?
Tell me about it, dude.
Like, I look at tons and tons of photos that are posted, you know, on Instagram and just, you know, different places, different other apps that are all smartphone pictures, and I rarely see fisheye photos. So what is it with the fisheye? Who are they catering to with this damn fisheye stuff? I'm really getting tired of seeing it, if you can't tell.
I'm in the same boat. That's like the first lens anybody ever offers.
Oh, it's just awful. It needs to go away.
Yeah.
In addition to be able to changing lenses, you could change film. This is kind of sounding like Hipstamatic, but Hipstamatic's actually better.
Wow.
So as far as films go, you have like a standard film, which is, I don't know, it's just kind of like, eh.
Yeah.
You know, it's sort of flat. There's a high contrast film, which is like too contrasty.
Yep.
An expired film, which really lacks contrast. Really, it's kind of an awful look.
Well, in its defense, that one's the only honest one.
Yeah, true. There's a high speed, like basically ISO 3200 film, which gives you, you know, grain if you like that kind of thing. I personally do not. And then there's an art film. I actually do not remember what. The art film really is just the goofiest thing on the planet. It basically shoots kind of like a circular picture.
Uh-huh.
I actually think that this would look cooler if this was a video app. Huh. This effect would look pretty neat. But as far as like photos go, it's just really cheesy, I guess, to me.
Yeah,
all your photos then, they get saved like in an album within the app, and you actually have to go in then and tell it that you want them to be, you know, in your camera roll. And for some reason or another, you're able to bring photos from your camera roll into this app to basically apply the different like black and white effects to your photo.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine why in the world you would ever want to do that. So I hate to rip on this app, but we've talked about other apps in the past as far as black and white stuff goes. Like for instance, we have talked about M-Pro, which is a black and white photography app, which is a really good app. It just, in my opinion, gives a lot better results. We've talked about On One Software's Perfect B&W app, which is another, in my opinion, very solid black and white app with like filter effects that are more realistic and more usable. And then another black and white app that I enjoy a lot is called Dramatic Black and White. Kind of gives it, there's a lot of different effects, and they kind of, they're a little heavy handed, I guess, but they sort of really work good with like HDR photos. So if you shot an HDR and you want to kind of retain that look, the Dramatic Black and White app is a really good app to use. So I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. I downloaded it. It cost money. It was like 99 cents or $1.99 or something like that. BW Plus. Maybe if you've never tried black and white before, this is a pretty simple app, but yeah, I just think that your money would be better spent somewhere else.
Cool.
So hopefully these people don't get mad at me if they hear this.
Well, they need to fix it. I'm getting an echo on your side.
I'm sorry. I don't know why.
Weird. I don't have a pick for this week, but I do want to mention this. I'm now officially starting a countdown to, or count up. I'm not exactly sure how to say it, but my iPhone, I think, is on its last leg. It is in the midst of termination, and it started when we did our tiny shutter lens wipe, lens excursion into the White Mountains, and the very top button of the iPhone stopped working. Or rather, it works, but the button doesn't click anymore. So you really have to press down on it just to get it to work. And, oh God, I wish I remember who sent this advice, but there is an option in the iPhone where you get to bring out another set of buttons on screen that will allow you to use the top button. And
really?
Yeah. I'll have to send you a screenshot, but I have this little white dot that floats around on my iPhone screen. Like right now I keep it hovering right next to the clock, but it's this little white button. And when you tap it, I have the option to tap the home button, Siri, favorites, or device. And when I hit the device button, I can choose to lock the screen, rotate the screen, volume up, volume down, unmute, and a whole bunch of other stuff.
Oh, that's pretty neat.
Yeah. So if like one of your buttons is crap, it's like an alternate button basically. So whoever said that, thank you very much. I apologize. I don't remember your name, but it's just been acting weird lately. The screen would be weird. It would like flicker. When I was photographing a wedding over the weekend, my iPhone, for whatever reason, went from 80% to 46% in battery life.
Oh, wow.
But it continuously stayed at 46% for at least 3 hours. I'm like, all right, that's probably not the right number. It's doing something weird. And then when I plugged it back in, it went right back to like 70% or something like that.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I have no idea what's going on. And then when I was photographing another wedding, you know, there was a lull in the wedding. So I went to check my Facebook. And once I turned on Facebook, I went from, I think, 56% battery life to dead. Like the phone just shut off. And then when I tried to turn it back on, it said my battery life was dead. Fortunately, the DJ had a plug that I could use. And when I plugged it back in, everything started back up and I was right back to 56%.
That's really strange.
Yeah. I have no idea what's going on, but the count is on. We're taking bets over under. How long do you think my iPhone will last?
I think it's already dead.
That, it's not, at least. Although, knock on wood.
No, I think you're in denial.
It's like the sixth sense. Yeah, so I'm hoping I can make it to the next upgrade version, whatever that's going to be. And you're hearing that it's going to be delayed, huh?
That's the rumor on the streets.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to delay.
Well, you know, I don't know. All I know is what I hear, and I guess don't care because I can't upgrade my phone for a while yet, so it could be delayed all at once. I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, for your sake, I kind of care, sort of.
we'll see what happens.
Hey, speaking of updates, real quick, 645 Pro had an update today.
Yes. Do you know what the details are?
Well, they fixed some stuff that apparently wasn't working. It's really boring stuff. But the main thing is that they added 10 new graduated photo filters, like including stuff like tobacco brown.
Nice.
And some different sunset orange type gradients. So that would be like the main thing to get excited about.
Nice. I'll have to give that a try.
You should.
We should all. Report back next week. So I think that wraps it up for this week. Matt, tell the world where they could find you on this awesome interwebs.
Well, on the awesome interwebs, I could be found on Instagram and Twitter at mhoffmanphoto.
Very cool. And you could find me, Mark Sadowski, on my personal website, casualphotography.net. From there, you can hit the Contact Me page and find all of my social network goodness, from Google Plus to Facebook to Twitters and all that fun stuff. And,
what was that?
That was a fire truck going by. That's a new sound from them. Weird. So anyway, that's all for this week. Joe will be back next week, hopefully, knock on wood, that everything goes well. In one case, we hope everything goes well on your side, Matt, any day now.
Thank you, sir.
And all that fun stuff. So good vibes to everybody. And that's all for this week. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week. Suck it, Android!